Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Tuesday, June 22nd. Looks like we're going to start off the grains lower for the week here. Overnight, we had December corn down 21 cents at 7.10. September wheat down 15 cents at 10.31 and 3 quarters. And November beans down 26 and 3 quarter cents at 15.10 and 3 quarters. Probably the big news is the bean oil continues to move lower. That dragged our bean oil down 141 ticks, now under 70 cents at 69.65. That was the biggest drag on the beans. But also, the other big story is the cooler, wetter weather out here, not only in the U.S., but in France as well. France has been very dry, and they look to be cooler and wetter, so that should take a little bit of pressure off this market. Here in the U.S., temperatures are cooler and a little bit wetter forecast than we saw on Friday when we left. So it looks like we can see, you know, a little bit more showers out here. Temperature's not nearly as hot for pollination, so that's all good for the corn crop out here. In the meantime, we would expect to see tonight's crop progress ratings in the corn take a 1 to 2 percentage point hit because of the heat that we have seen here in the relatively dry conditions. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but I think, you know, we're not coming in with this heat dome, blazing hot temperatures, 95 to 103, and virtually no rain. That's backed off a little bit here, and that's why we saw the lower prices overnight. There's also some talk that there's some possible export movement out of Russia and Ukraine. The Ukrainians look like they got about 75 to 80% of their wheat planted. The areas that didn't get planted, obviously too close to the fighting to get planted, but they're going to have a crop. Who's going to own that crop remains to be seen. But, you know, looking ahead to the week, we've got crop progress tonight. We've got weekly export sales on Friday. We'll start to get, you know, closer and closer to the June 30th acreage reports. We'll start seeing more and more ideas of what that is. Some of the early ideas have been all over the map. Beans cut 2.3 million and corn adding 900,000 acres on one report. The other report was just about, not the opposite, but it was lower corn acres, higher bean acres. So, you know, right now, it's hard to get a good handle on what the trade is really thinking out here, let alone what the report's going to be. But that's still a little bit of a ways away. And if we don't see the heat and the dryness, you know, really blazing out here, with the funds long 256,000 corn and 172,000 beans, that could be an issue for this market moving forward. But we've got a shortened week. So, you know, we're not going to see, you know, some of the same price action we would normally see out here. But I think the market is probably going to stay under pressure unless we see a real major shift in these weather forecasts going back to extreme hot and extremely dry. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.